Hi, sister. This is Denise with Far Above Podcast. Wow, I have to share something with you and a confession. So first, I'll start off with the confession. The confession is that I had reached a point this morning where I just felt like I don't see my prayers being answered, Lord. I don't even think that they're making a difference. Let me backtrack. So yesterday I started listening to a testimony of an African named James Kawala. And it was something that someone had shared with me. It's entitled Ex-Satanist and High-Ranking African Warlock Encounters Jesus. It's 3 hours, but it's so worth it. So I had separated it. I was doing some work around the house, so I listened to an hour and so, probably a little over an hour. And then I woke up this morning at 3:30, could not sleep, so I decided to go ahead and finish listening. Well, before I started listening to it again, I really just started to think, you know, God's plan, he's sovereign, he's Alpha and Omega. His purpose and plan cannot be thwarted, even by our own free will. So I was just thinking, you know, I know the struggles, I can see the challenges that my prodigals are living in right now, and I know that salvation in Jesus doesn't fix our problems, but it gives us a joy as we walk through our problems, and God can step in and move and make things better and fit, you know, and just move us in a direction that's positive and for our good. And so I just started thinking, and I really think it was probably the enemy sending these thoughts into my mind that, my daughters are, their purpose and plan has been destined by God, and not even they can alter his destiny for them. Sure, for a short amount of time, they can walk away, and just like even Jonah, you know, he's like, I don't want to go share this message with Nineveh, so I'm going to go and get on a ship heading to a different location. And, well, there's a storm. And so if you know the story of Jonah, it's pretty fascinating. Jonah tells him, it's my fault. It's my fault that we're about to capsize and everybody's going to die. But if you just throw me over, I know it's because of me. I need to go do this thing God called me to do. And I don't want to do it, but just throw me over and then you all will live. And that's what happened. And then Jonah ends up getting trapped or put in a large fish for 3 days. And I can only imagine that Jonah was broken. He probably repented and apologized and said, Uncle, okay, I'll do this, God. And God had a good reason why he wanted Jonah to be the one to share the message that he called him to share. So anyway, I was just sitting there thinking as I was in the wee hours of the morning, like, why am I fasting? Why am I praying? This is going to happen. You know, the idea came to my mind that whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. God doesn't need me to pray and fast to work out his plan. Right. So I just was getting discouraged. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to finish this guy's interesting testimony because it's something I've just never heard anything like this before. So I finished the last maybe hour and a half. And then I realized I was challenged. I was challenged and encouraged and reminded that the prayers of the saints work with the Lord to accomplish his will. And I was already planning on breaking my fast and eating some food that had been given to us by a friend that I was really looking forward to eating. And I was like, great, I can't wait. I went to sleep at 9 o'clock last night thinking, okay, great, I'm going to go to sleep and I'm going to wake up and I'm going to eat this delicious dish that our friends gave us. And then after that testimony, I just was like, whoa, I'm sorry, Lord. I have some repenting to do. I have some confessing to do. I want to be used by you. I want to be a woman after your own heart. And you have called me to intercession. There is no doubt about it. You have called me to pray for my children, in a way that others may not be willing to give up food or, consistently pray week after week, year after year, and trust that you're going to work things out for our good, my prodigal's good, for your glory and their good, and the good of the church, because we are the body of Christ. We're not the toe of Christ. We're not the hand of Christ. We're the body of Christ. One person suffers, then all suffer. And I have experienced that where I've had a hand I burned and had to have surgery years ago. And that hand, wow, it affected my life, not being able to have a hand to use until it healed. Other parts of my body that have been hurt for a short amount of time. And during the healing process, I realize how much I appreciate the toe, the hand, whatever it is, right? I finished that. He was just, it's amazing what God has done in this man's life. What a testimony. You want to be encouraged? Look up ex-Satanist and high-ranking African warlock encounters Jesus, James Kawala on Prayer Storm TV, and I'll link it in the show notes. You will be encouraged. You will be in awe. And even if our children are involved in occult activity, that's nothing for God. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. The enemy is going to surrender. He has to. He will be put in his place when Jesus returns. So, what were some takeaways? Well, one was about a lifestyle of prayer and joining with others and praying in a covenantal lifestyle of prayer. And so this one particular video finished, and then a next one started, and it was a talk that he was giving in Manchester on covenantal prayer. And I haven't finished that one yet, but I just have to share with you some of the things that I've taken away. Really, covenantal prayer, I looked it up, I looked on the dictionary, and it's coming together with others for a committed time, and it's a covenant with God and with others to pray for 30 or 90, 30 to 90 days, I think it said. And really, it's how some the people that he mentioned in the testimony where they did three things. It was 20 women, older women, old women, illiterate women, and one pastor. And they covenanted to pray 90 days for 6 hours a day. And their whole agenda was to repent, worship, and warfare for their country of Uganda. And they were. There was really important things happening in the heavenly realms because of their prayers. There were people that were awakening and coming back to the Lord. There were pastors, leaders. It was just amazing the territory that they took with that powerful covenanting prayer together. So, like I said, we're the body of Christ. We're not to be on an island alone. So I just started thinking, okay, Lord, I need to repent. I need to worship you. I need to warfare, but I need to also look at the covenants that I had made with you and with others and make things right. So the first covenant that comes to my mind is my marriage. And oh, if I will have to get out my vows and look at them and what I vowed to do, I'm going to start praying that God will empower me to fulfill those vows to my husband. And boy, do I wish they had been like one or two vows, but I went all out. And it sounded lovely. But then when I looked at it years later, I thought, what in the world did I promise? And what did my husband promise to me? It is a covenant. I cannot go back on it. It is not an agreement. It is not a contract. It is a covenant until death. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to pull out my vows. I'm going to pray that the Lord would empower me to do that. I'm looking at the covenants that I've made with other people, commitments, or, you know, commitments and contracts are not the same as a covenant, because a covenant is a commitment, a vow made before God, to God. And that's pretty weighty. So I haven't made that many covenants. I did make a covenant with my husband when we dedicated each one of our precious daughters in church, with a pastor. So we covenanted to raise our children up in the way they should go. We covenanted, and I'm going to look up those promises that we made and what traditionally people make when they dedicate their child unto the Lord to raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. So, you know, I have two adult daughters. They're living on their own now, and I have one still at home. I need to be faithful with that covenant. So that's the second covenant. And I can't think of any others that I've made. So I have work to do. I have, you know, as the Holy Spirit continues to show me, I need to repent. That was the message that John the Baptist gave, right? He's out in the wilderness. He's living out there eating locusts and honey. He's wearing camel hair. He's been called to prepare the way for his cousin, Jesus. And John the Baptist said, you know, I will baptize with water, but Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I'm preparing the way for Jesus, whose sandals I'm not even worthy to tie. And what was John the Baptist's message? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus came. What was his message? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What should our message be as believers, as daughters of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So, am I going to be a hypocrite? And am I going to say, well, I repented once when I accepted Jesus as my Savior? No, this is a daily taking up our cross, daily. Idols. What idols? So these are some of the notes that I took. Well, restoring God to the altar of our hearts. Like I said, what covenants have I made with God? One thing that he said, that James, Brother James said, was that we have been saved because of a covenant. Jesus, the new covenant. One of the questions that I wrote here is, what's one thing that God has restrained from me, and am I giving in into that covenant? Some of the other things were, am I walking before God blameless? What covenant have I made? That's the same thing. I must carry and make, I must carry the mark of my circumcision, which, of course, I'm sealed by the blood of Christ. And we're no longer under the law, we're under grace. And the covenant in my life is what will scare the enemy. So what are my idols? Am I doing things? Everything I do must honor the Lord because of my covenant to God. So I must divorce the idols in my life. At one time, my husband was an idol. At one time, my daughters were an idol. At one time, looking good on the outside, more like a pharisaical, the cup's clean on the outside, but the inside is dirty, caring what people, what thought they thought of me, earning my salvation really is what I was trying to do. And it was works-based, an idol. Currently, I will admit that my idol is my phone. I have to divorce myself from that. I do not have time. My time is short here on earth. I'm 50. How many more years God gives me is totally up to him, and it's written already. My day is destined when Jesus is going to take me, or, you know, take me home or come back to get me. And then he mentioned a little prayer that I prayed. Lord, here I am. I return to the places of the covenant with you. Let me live those out. I took 2 pages of notes. So what is my assignment? My assignment is to love the Lord God with all my heart, soul, mind, body, and strength, and love my neighbor as myself. To be faithful to the covenants that I made to God. To continue to intercede and pray on behalf of my children. My husband, primarily, he's number one under Jesus, so he's number two. So I am praying that God will awaken my girls, awaken me, awaken my husband, that the enemy would be confused for what he has done to our family and what we've allowed. We open the doors. For me not to defile the covenants that I have made with God. So, I hope this is challenging you. I hope you'll take the time to listen to Brother James's testimony. It'll give you some new prayer points, and it'll challenge you too, but it will encourage you that no one is too far from God. Nothing, no demonic entity or force or choice. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're sealed and we're bought with a price. We do not belong to ourselves anymore. So, be encouraged, sister, that God is with us. Our prayers do matter. Every sacrifice you make in fasting and in prayer is not for nothing. It's doing something in the heavenly realms. I don't understand how. But there is something about praying and fasting. I hope to do that again this coming January. I would love for you to join me and any of the sisters that are still praying with me from last year. We are just, it's such an encouraging group. Beautiful sisters in the Lord. So, leave me a comment, maybe put your email if you're interested in me reaching out to you and inviting you to join our fasting, prayer and fasting time in the new year. You can also reach out to me. I do have an email address. It's farabovepodcast@outlook.com. I would love to hear from you. How can I be praying for you? How can I encourage you? What topics would you like me to cover in the next new year? So, again, if this is an encouragement, or if you know someone that could use encouragement. A prodigal is a prodigal. It doesn't matter if they're confused about their gender or their sexuality. It's all a heart issue. We all have a heart issue. So, share my podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss anything. I try to post on Sundays, and sometimes I do it on a Monday, but I really just want to walk with you in this journey and let you know that you're not alone, and we can walk in this together and trust in the Lord that He's going to work everything out for His glory, our good, our prodigal's good, and the good of the church. So thanks for listening, sister. I'm going to close us in prayer. And until next time, thanks for listening. Heavenly Father, we magnify your name. We repent for any broken covenants. Father, the covenants that we made with you and with others, forgive us for breaking those covenants. Empower us by the power of the Holy Spirit that indwells in us to fulfill the promise and the vows that we made in those covenants. Let them come to pass for your glory, God, and our good, and the good of the church. Father, we surrender. We surrender our idols to you. Search us, know us, try us, see if there's any wicked thing in us, and lead us in the way of everlasting. Show us what the idols are in our lives. And I pray, Holy Spirit, you give us the courage to renounce and repent and step away. Repenting is to turn away from that. And that we would move towards a deeper relationship with God. Father, we worship you and praise you. You are good. Your love is amazing, unconditional. Everything you do is good. You have nothing to do with any evil in this world, this fallen and broken world. It's just tumbling out of control as a natural consequence of sin. Thank you, Father, that you're good and faithful and that we can trust you and that you have nothing to do with sin. Bless your holy name. And Father, we warfare. We come before you, surrendered, broken, humbled, but in the authority of Jesus that you've given us, the position that you've given us, the inheritance with the weapons of warfare that you've given us to fight this battle on behalf of our children and our families. So God, tear down all the strongholds in our lives. Let it start with us. Let the revival start with us. Let us be cleansed before you every day, seeking you to search our hearts and know us and cleanse us. Remove any obstacle that will keep our prayers from being heard and answered. Any barrier, get it out of our lives. Uproot all sin. Father, it has no place in us. We are saints. We are no longer sinners. We are saints that sin, but sin has no, it's not, we're not slaves to sin anymore. So set us free from those things that are strongholds. Show us how to renounce those things, repent, and walk in the victory that Jesus died on the cross to give us. So, Father, we thank you and we ask that you would step in, pull our children out of the pit, open their eyes to the need for Jesus, that there's a better way. Bring them to their senses, God. Restore them to their identity, sexuality, God-given inheritance and purpose, and let them live out that destiny and call for your glory, God, and their good and the good of the church in this world. Father, I thank you. I bless your name. I praise you for my sister who's joining me in this time, lifting up our prodigals to you and ourselves and our marriages and those we love. We praise you, God, and ask that your will come to pass. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.